Hello, I'm Richard Adie. This is Best Practice. It's a new program on RM which focuses on work and management. Work's a huge part of life, and if you're lucky, it's engaging and fulfilling. Sometimes it's frustrating and exhausting. It can be overwhelming. What you really don't want it to be is boring. What you do or what you did is part of your identity. It's important. And management, well, unless you're a manager, you probably don't appreciate them very much. But this stuff is difficult. It's getting people to do things they might not want to do. Management is complex and a discipline in itself. And Best Practice will try to keep you up to speed. So let's get going. Earlier this week, former Army Chief David Morrison was made Australian of the Year because of his work on gender equity. Juliet Burke, who's a partner at Deloitte, says his appointment will have a real impact in corporate Australia.
I think it lifts the conversation of gender diversity to a new level, and it was already at a peak. We've been on a journey about this in Australia since 2010 with the Australian Stock Exchange guidelines around gender diversity. We've had the Male Champions of Change. Now, with David being Australian of the Year, there's a newer energy around it again.
It's kind of an exclamation point.
It is.
I can see that as somebody who's not in your business, but especially after Rosie Batty being last year, she was such a passionate advocate against domestic violence. Following that up with someone who's got it for work in gender equity, it's really kind of underlining something, isn't it?
And particularly coming from David, a very passionate man, he's very effective, he's powerful, great communicator, and he has reshaped an institution that was seemingly intractable. So the attention-grabbing moment that it's David Morrison who is the Australian of the Year in relation to gender equity, who else would you pick to make that statement and take attention to a new level?
Well, he's made it clear he'll be putting the spotlight on domestic violence, but also diversity and the gender pay gap. How much attention will be being paid to him doing that in sort of professional Australia?
Well, he has been one of the Male Champions of Change, this small group of body of men who started up in 2010. There was about 10 of them. It was auspiced by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner. And that has now been joined by many, many more CEOs within Australia and public sector. There's been spin-offs of that. The sort of Property Council now has a Male Champions of Change. So there's already this groundswell amongst the leadership within Australia. All this is doing now is taking that conversation broader to people who perhaps had missed it, to people who don't really see it as a central issue in terms of Australia's economic prosperity. And taking it broader means it brings a new wave of energy to it.
What about the rest of it? Because diversity is something he mentioned, and he's already spoken about religious discrimination in Australia. Is that something that's going to resonate too?
I think it is. I think so. David's journey around this was definitely one of thinking about gender diversity and then going broader and thinking about inclusion. And obviously that goes to sexual orientation, it goes to religion, it goes to economic status, it goes to gender, it goes to race, all of those things.
So with his appointment, this is a government appointment, obviously, is this an example of business and other workplaces taking its cue from government? Or is this a kind of moment in Australian history?
I think it's been a coalition, really, between the government and corporate Australia, because the Male Champions of Change comprise both members of government as well as corporate. So that was already on the table. And I think that's been an interesting partnership. And actually, it just comes down to individual people, these diversity champions, wanting to change the culture that they lead, wanting to leave their footprint, or create a better legacy with their footprint, let me say it like that. For David to be the one that was selected, it actually reflects him as the crucible of corporate Australia and government coming together around an issue that is about Australia's sense of self. It is about our people and innovation and prosperity.
All right. I want to ask you about something else now, because it is the time of year where a lot of people have had a break. I've had a break. And most people are now pretty much back at work. I know you've looked at this. How does having a break affect how we regard work?
It gives us that precious moment of reflection when the busyness of the day-to-day, the distractions and the, you know, taking you off path is swept away and peeled back is that question you ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing something that gives me a sense of meaning and purpose? And when you recalibrate in that moment, you know, there's a number of options in front of you. You know, yes, it's a confirmation, keep going forward, makes sense to me. Or else it's a, you know, that New Year's resolution, actually I'm going to take myself into a different direction. And if you are going on the right path for you, it's energizing. So it gives you that moment to keep on going.
This is a whole other conversation. I hope we get you back. Thanks for joining me today.
Pleasure.
Juliet Burke is a partner at Deloitte, where she works in diversity, inclusion and leadership. This is Best Practice on RN, online and on the pod. I'm Richard Adie.